Ah, so this is the department store, the clothes store.
This is what we call our thrift store. Its technical name is Deseret Industries. We invite the public to donate things that they're no longer using. We sort it out in a warehouse behind us here and then bring out on the sales floor what we think would sell at a reasonable cost. But we really run the store for a very different reason. It's more than just a thrift store. This is a rehabilitation center. The individuals that you look across the store in the red vests are individuals that for some reason have not been able to get employment. Mental or physical handicaps, language problems, an anger management problem, unable to manage their daily habits and can't get to work on time, etc. We can hire them here for up to the 18 months, pay them a salary, and in many cases give them a scholarship that will allow them to go to a vocational center and receive some training in a specialty, all with the intent of getting them employed at the end of that period. And we sell enough used clothes and other products that are donated to pay for this part of the system by itself. It's self-sustaining.
So do people, members of the public, come in here and purchase things?
Anyone in the community can come here and shop. Anyone can also, at the request of their bishop, can come into the store, and the bishop can authorize them to receive products just like they receive the food from the store.
For free,
for
yes.
Free, as if there's special needs in that case.
And are the people who work here members of the LDS Church?
Our full-time staff, yes. But many of the trainees or associates are not members of our faith. Each one of them, however, do have to go to a bishop and seek a referral from one of our church leaders to come and be considered as an associate here.
Do the state facilities come around to the Mormons to find out how to do these things so well? I mean, you seem to be incredibly well organized.
We've had numerous governmental authorities come and visit, and the concept is certainly well received. Their capacity to duplicate it in a government setting is a bit of a challenge. And their first question is, well, how do you get people to volunteer? We wouldn't be able to do it without volunteers.
So it's really actually all of this is only possible because of the faith, because of your belief.
Absolutely. Very good perception. Well, our last stop is going to be at our dairy processing plant. So we'll go back on the card again.